And so what, after all these apprenticeships, what job did you end up doing?
I became a milliner.
Oh.
Because that was part of my mother's, what she did in the shops.
Right. And yet you ended up here in Scotland. How was that? Because you were down in the south of England.
I don't know.
You do. You met Dad.
Oh, yes, I met my husband in Birmingham. And though I didn't want to get married, I did. Yes, he was a civil servant.
An engineer.
Engineer. And he was moved up to Scotland, and so I came along.
And
they wanted a married couple.
I see. And what was your first impression of Scotland and the people?
I had been to Scotland before. I had come up for the Edinburgh Festival and enjoyed it thoroughly, and I thought it would all be like the Edinburgh Festival.
Right, so and you were disappointed then?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so tell me more about Scotland. When you came here, did you meet or mix with any of the other refugees?
Oh, immediately.
How did you do that?
In Birmingham, before we came up, we met a journalist. And he was coming back the next day. So he arranged to meet my husband. And he arranged to... Did you know Izzy Metchstein?
Oh, yes.
He brought him along. And he had two brothers and two sisters. And we knew half of Glasgow by that time. You know, and he brought other people. So we knew a lot of people.
Did you tend to mix with other people who had come escaping Nazi Germany or local people?
Both. Both. Because some of the German people went to school with others whom they brought. No, I mixed with a mixture.
Yes, yeah. With a mixture of people.
Here. Yeah.
And did you find Scotland a welcoming place?
Oh, definitely, because we'd already got so many friends.
Well, that's very nice. Were you involved in any sort of voluntary work here, or were you working always as a milliner when you were here?
Ugh, I did miserable Oxfam work and...
No, that was laterally. Not when you first arrived, you didn't work.
No, not when I first arrived.
You had a family?
Oh, yes.
How many children did you have?
Well, by the time we came to Scotland, I had three children and two stepdaughters.
That's a significant number.
Eventually, you had three children.
When we came to Scotland.
No, I was born in Scotland. Andy was born in Scotland. When you arrived in Scotland, you had no children apart from two stepdaughters. Just, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, yes. Just for...
Okay, I have a...
Probably been in your mind the whole time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Weighing heavily.
Oh, sure, yes.
I'm sure that's the case. Is your Judaism significant in your life, the fact you came from a Jewish background?
Yes and no. Yes, because whatever we argued about, it was nothing you could ever forget or put aside. But religious, I've never been. Is that right?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, actually.
You mean whatever you argued about back in Germany? What?
And who are you talking about arguing with? Are you talking about...
With anybody.
No, but you didn't. Religion never played a part. I mean, I've never been to a synagogue with you.
But I suppose the reason I had to leave...
Well, no, exactly. I've never, you know, and that is quite a sort of good reason for not getting involved in religion when this is what, you know, but you've never been religious.
No, I've never been religious, but on the other hand, I would never have...
Denied?
No, never. No, it's a difference of approach. I don't know how you feel. You feel very religious.
No.